Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the ninth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishneh Hay and Parak Tes Mishneh Vav. Parak Tes Mishneh Hay is discussing a case in a situation where a person is actually selling clothing that has shatnez in it. Now, how could it be that a person selling clothes that he knows is made of woolen linen? So it must be, number one, that he's not selling to a Jew. Because you would not be allowed to sell shatnez to a Jew. That would be the iser of lifnei iver lo tzitei miksha, literally putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, tricking someone, making someone do an avera. You're certainly not allowed to sell shatnez to a Jew. But the question is, what about a non-Jew? So generally speaking, you're not allowed to sell clothing to a non-Jew if it's a beged she'avad bo shatnez, if it's an article of clothing where the shatnez within that article of clothing isn't clear, where you're not sure, it's not so obvious, is there wool, is there linen in that article of clothing? You're not allowed to sell that to a non-Jew, because then we're concerned that perhaps what's going to happen, that non-Jew is going to sell the article to a Jew, and then that Jew is going to wear shatnez. So the only time that you're allowed to sell an article of clothing to a non-Jew is if it's clear, if it's totally obvious that there's wool and linen made in that article of clothing. So says our Mishnah, Mochrei ksus mochrin kedarkin. If a person's selling clothing with shatnez in it, he can sell it in the typical way. How would they typically sell clothing in the olden days? They would wear it, they would show it off, they would try and exhibit the sizes. Nowadays, when you go to a store to try on something, you try it on yourself. But in those days, the seller, the salesperson, he's the one trying it on. Says the Mishnah, even though there's shatnez on it, he's still allowed to try it on, to put it on, to wear it. Because again, he's doing it for his parnas, he's not doing it for the clothing itself. As the Mishnah continues, uvelvad, provided that, shelo yiskavnu b'chama mipnei achama uvageshamim mipnei hageshamim, provided that he's not intending, his intention isn't, his kavana isn't to shade himself from the sun or to protect himself from the rain. He's not using it as a covering for his body. He's simply using it to sell to his potential customers. Now, like we pointed out in Mishnah Beis, this is a clear contradiction between the Mishnah in Parak Tes Mishneh Beis, which said explicitly that a person's not allowed to put on shatnez to avoid the tax collector. Certainly there's no kavana there. He certainly didn't intend to wear the clothing there, yet he's not allowed to do it. But here, even though he doesn't intend to wear it and benefit from the covering, he is allowed to do it. So many of the Mefarshim point out that this Mishnah is one of the examples of the greater machlokas throughout the Gemara and the Mishnayos of a davar she'eino miskavin. Davar she'eino miskavin means that when a person doesn't intend to do something, it's not your intention, you don't want to do it. The typical example is in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, that a person is, let's say, dragging a bench. That's the classic example given, that a person is dragging a bench. He certainly doesn't intend to make a hole in the ground to violate the malacha of Choresh, but that's what he does. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnayos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding, is he davar she'ena miskaven mutter or not? Are you allowed to do something where your intention is not for that result to happen, but the result happens nonetheless? So Mishnah Beis was clearly going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's simply a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar she'ena miskaven is also that even though you don't intend to wear this clothing, you're not intending to cover yourself, it's still usher according to Mishnah Beis, and that's the opinion again of Rabbi Yossi. However, our Mishnah seems to assume, like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, that because he doesn't intend to benefit, to wear, to cover himself with the article of clothing, with the kilayim, with the shanez, then it is mutter. So it seems to be a machlokas, tanom, a machlokas, between Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Beis and Rabbi Shimon here in Mishnah Hey. Okay, however, finishes off the Mishnah, even though technically, again, at least within this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, you would be allowed to wear the clothing if you're looking to sell it, says the Mishnah v'hatsnuim mafshilin b'makel, that really special holy people with a special amount of yiras Hashem, they would hang them, the articles of clothing, on hangers. They would sort of, as the Bartunur points out, hang it from their shoulder, put a stick on their shoulder, and so on and so forth, and that's really how they would do it. because it's really not ideal to put yourself in a situation where you are wearing shatnez. Again, that's a chumrah. It's not a make or hadin according to the Mishnah, but that is a chumrah nonetheless. Continues the Mishnah with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Tofrei ksos, tofrin kedarka. If a person is sewing clothing, you can sew it in the regular way. How would people sew? So they would have the clothing on your lap, even if it's shatnez. Uvilvachli is kavnu b'cham mipnei achamo. Uvagishamim mipnei hagisham. Provided that you don't intend to protect yourself from the sun, you don't intend to protect yourself from the rain. Again, you don't intend, this is davar she'eino miskaven. Again, this is all within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. It's mutter, it's permitted to do something that you're not benefiting from, that you're not intending to actually do. And therefore, you would be allowed to have this shatnez item on your lap. However, says the Mishnah, once again, v'hatsnuim tofren bars. But if you really want to be extra strict and extra careful, then you should really sew it on the ground, not have it laying on your lap. Quick review, Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, discuss the case of someone who's selling clothing. So the Mishnah said that a person who's selling clothing would be allowed to wear shatnez just for the purpose of displaying and showing his clothing to potential non-Jewish customers. Again, provided that he doesn't have any intention to actually cover himself with this and benefit from it as clothing. The Mishnah did say that if you want to be extra careful and strict, you should hang it from a stick on your shoulder, but that is a chumrah, that is a stringency. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Vav taught us, similar situation by Tofreksus, by someone who is sewing clothing. And we said that on a maker hadin, according to the letter of the law, even if it's shanez, you can rest it on your lap, you can use it on your lap again, provided that you're not looking to benefit from it in any way. But once again, if you want to be extra careful and extra strict, the Mishnah said that you should take the article of clothing and really hang it on the ground, not on your lap. Have a great day.